and a picture once again, almost in the entire front page of the Twin Towers when they were standing. We'll go to the phones, and our first call comes from New York City. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. What would you like to say?
Oh, wow. Gee, I didn't think I'd get through. Amazing.
You're on.
I was down on Rector Street when the first plane hit. And
tell us where that is.
It's two blocks south of the World Trade Center.
Two blocks south of the World Trade
Center. I think it's about two blocks south of the World Trade Center.
What were you doing there?
Believe it or not, I was actually meeting a deputy commissioner of the TLC, which is the Taxi and Limousine Commissioner, to get a job as an instructor to teach the 80-hour course for taxis. And it just was amazing. Everybody was looking up, and I didn't at first see what it was. And then I looked up, and I saw what looked like a huge hole in the World Trade Center. And I was trained as a paramedic. I'm not currently licensed, but I started walking towards, I get up Greenwich Street towards the World Trade Center, and I just saw arms and legs and pieces of bodies and just a lot of really bad stuff. And I just put on my latex gloves, and I walked up, and I got to the front door, and there's this guy from FEMA. That's like the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And I said, listen, I'm not licensed, but I'm trained as a paramedic. And he's just said, well, that doesn't matter now. Come on in. And so we went in, and we went under the basement to the other side of the building. And basically what we were doing was people were coming down the stairs. The fire department was arriving in groups, and they were going up the stairs. And there was a group of us, and what was happening was people were leaving out the exits, and they were getting killed by debris that was falling. And so what we would do is we would corral people in groups of 50 or 100, and we'd go out the doors ourselves, and we'd look for debris. And then we'd tell them to go, and they'd run out in groups. And we just did that maybe 15 or 20 times when the second plane hit. And at that point, I just started cursing, and I turned to this FBI agent, and I just said, like, you know, where's the air support? I mean, aren't we supposed to be prepared for this? And some guys from the bomb squad came in, and I said, you know, are we looking for secondaries? Because my first thought was that they missed the first time. They're not going to miss this time. They're definitely going to bring it down. And my thoughts were that the planes were just a distraction. They probably had bombs actually, you know, in the garage or whatever again, and that's what their main intention was. Just during the lull in the people coming out, I turned to this guy, one of the FBI agents that was there, and I looked him in the eyes, and I said, you know these things are going to come down, don't you? And he looked at me, and he said, yeah, they are. And none of the federal agents that were there made any attempt to leave, and they just knew the building was going to come down, and they just stayed. And I don't think the firemen, the looks on their faces when they went up the stairs, I don't think they thought they were going to get out either. I think everybody just kind of knew what was happening. We were just trying to get out as many people.
How did you get out?
There was an NYPD captain with intelligence, and he came up to me, and he says, look, you're paramedic, right? And I said, yeah. And he says, this is for police. The paramedic triage is on Church in Fulton. That's the very east entrance to the Trade Center. And he says, go there and help. I said, look, I'll stay with you. And he says, no, go. And went down the escalator, went out the door, and I crossed the street, and I came up to the paramedics that were there, and I said, listen, you guys need any help? And they were like, are you kidding? And we started triaging people, and just then, I mean, I couldn't have been out the door 3-5 minutes. There was this explosion, and I looked up, and it was falling on us. The whole thing was just coming down on us, and we all ran. I ran east about a block. And then I kind of went to my right, and I hid behind some pillars when it came down. And it was like a huge pipe, the biggest pipe bomb in history, because all the glass and all the metal just kind of just formed shrapnel. And just about everybody that I was running with that didn't make the right, I think they just all got killed. There were cars exploding, and I just was happy to be alive at that point. And then the cloud of dust came, and I covered my face with my jacket, and I just knew it was a chemical weapon, because You know, that was our thought. And one of the federal agents in the building said that they were expecting chemicals. They didn't expect any kind of plane or whatever. And I just remembered from training that you breathe in and then you can't breathe out. And that's like the last thing that happens. And I was, every breath I took, I was waiting to not be able to breathe out. And I crawled on my hands and knees and I crawled over people that were dead. And I finally, I guess I hit a wall or something, and I felt with my hand, and I felt glass, and I was pushing on the glass as I moved, and I ended up in a revolving door. And I guess I was over by Chase Bank or something, and I went in. There was a guy from FEMA there, and we dialed the White House, and there was no answer. It was on answering service, and we just looked at each other and said, I don't think that's ever happened before. And then somebody told us the Pentagon was hit. And we thought the White House had been hit. And there were a lot of reports Camp David was hit. We just, everybody was saying everything was hit. And we really thought we were in trouble. And I have my girlfriend, and she works at NYU Hospital. And she's not medically trained, but she works there. And I told her from training, I also knew that hospitals could be secondary targets. I said, leave. My mom's on 86 in Park. I said, just walk. And I'll meet you over there. Just walk. Stay away from major buildings. Don't go near Grand Central, Penn Station, especially not the UN. And just walk up. And some of the paramedics were going to go back out and help after the first building fell. And I said, look, just stay here. It's two separate planes, two separate buildings. One of them fell. You know the second one's going to fall. If you go out there, you're going to get killed. And we waited, and then the second one fell. And then we called out and we triaged who we could. We helped who we could. And then the most beautiful thing in the world is we heard the jets, you know, not the terrorists, but the our jets, I guess the F-16s or whatever, and we all cheered because we knew we were safe at that point because we actually had some kind of air support and that nothing was going to get near us, you know. And eventually I just started walking north, and I walked all the way to 86th Street. I don't know if people, that's maybe 10 miles or something. I don't know. And I just stopped every half a mile or so to borrow some duct tape from engineers to tape my shoes because my shoes were falling apart. And then I saw President Bush on TV, and a semblance of calm just kind of came over everybody when we saw the president was alive, and he seemed like he was in the Oval Office. I don't know if he was or not. And just the amount of people, delis were taking out water, all their water. They were taking out all their water and just bringing it out. They were bringing out sandwiches. People were bringing coffee and orange juice to people. And it was just, I've never seen so many New Yorkers act so bravely and so kindly to everybody in my life. It was just an amazing experience. But it's just, I know that all the guys, the fire department officials that went up and all the federal guys and the Port Authority guys that I was standing with in the beginning, I know they're all dead because there's no way they could have lived through that. They could have been down on them. And most of the paramedics that I was with out on Church Street, I think they're dead too because I don't think they made the turn. And I just don't even want to think. I don't think anybody above where the planes had made it out. And, I mean, we got thousands of people out. We did, but so many more thousands.
Thanks for sharing this with us. Peter?
Brian, there's an exclusive in the Boston Herald this morning.